The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. At parties, I jokingly discuss with friends about collectively purchasing property, maybe even a castle. I want us to live out our days together, to communally enact our shared values. They are not convinced. I romanticize social utopias, especially those that, guided by equity and love, espouse alternative ways of coexisting with each other and the land. When I dream in this way, I let my inner socialist fly. Honestly, though, I am thinking up ways to overcome a fixed income in retirement. My older friend Rita called me out on my misguided idealism. I told her I was born in the wrong decade, that the radical values of yesterday, peace and love and freedom, should be renewed in our time. She told me that I had watched too many movies about the 60s. In her youth, Rita joined an intentional community in Oregon. She corrected my quaint notions by citing all the nights she went to bed overworked, all the petty dramas by people who ultimately were fallible human beings. Utopia is hard work. Like the speaker in today's poem, I am drawn to utopias as a response to life's complex problems, even if temporarily a convenient mental escape. Ode to the Idea of France by Dan Alter. Because life is too filled with failures, shins banged, shoes that no sooner home from the store don't fit. Once more in the doorway, turning back, but the words, only magnets drawing metal fury. I have hidden and hidden my hopes, slipped free of their knots, ragging my skin, until I am my own Houdini, escaping the handcuffs and glass-walled water closet of myself. My first car, for instance, was an ancient Ford Falcon van with no seats in back, just carpet, bought from a lady in a parking lot to bus my friends every weekend to the beach, which we did, more or less, once. And my friends, who had held to each other like the inflated raft after a plane crash, floated off. So let there be France. Not the one we can visit, with universal health care and 5 weeks off every year, saturated with museum tickets, baguettes, and stinky cheese next to the Seine sundown. Nor the one that with gusto packed its Jews onto trains for the solution to the East. Nor France of the banned hijab, car burning spreading from rage in the suburbs, but a someday France, across the unsullied water, where the Paris Commune sheds its light into history, where the evening mist is tender on country fields, and pizzicato continues in orchestra into the gentle summer dark. A France of sensible little cars, but still enough headroom. Of movies about people like us stumbling back toward happiness. France of bison and ochre motion on cave walls at the end of the last ice age, where I can drop the recent centuries to the floor, like my shirt, can undo the zip ties of our suffering and make up right then. This is not, I know, convincing. The Antarctic ice sheets really are dissolving. Oh, my friends, demoralized, medicated and spread everywhere like margarine, like you, I do not know what to do. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.